Dallas Do It at 11 and 20. Listen to Norm Hitzkus, Bob Sturm, Mickey Spagnola, and George Dunham with wall-to-wall coverage of the NFL Draft beginning Saturday at 10 a.m. Brought to you by Chuck Fairbanks Chevrolet and Sports Radio 1310 The Ticket.
Sturm and Drong will be at Hibernia Bank tomorrow from noon until 3. That's at Midway at Parker in Plano. They will have Rough Riders tickets, Cinemark movie passes, and a couple of very highly attractive ticket hostesses out there. So go see Sturm and Drong tomorrow. Also, this advisory should be issued. The Zoo Run over in Crazy Fort Worth is Saturday. It is a 5K run through the actual Fort Worth Zoo. You will run past all the animal cages. You will run past the mighty beast, the greatness of the hippo over there. They're going to have two of them. One starts at 7 a.m., one starts at 9 a.m., and if you would like to go in there and sign up on the spot, you probably can do that, right?
Yes, they're ready for you to roll.
All right.
That's something Corby needs to do. Corby needs to go over there and run. He's a runner. He needs to go over there.
He's slipping.
What is it, a 5K?
Yeah, it's a 5K.
3.5 miles. You can pee that.
You can do that. Run through all the animals.
I would love to do that.
Help our buddy out, Sean Green.
Everybody needs to go support the
Fort
Worth
Zoo. Well, go do it then. No, go run through that.
Go do it. Do some call-ins.
Snake, what's up?
You know what? See if they will allow you to run it with a boa around your neck.
Nude.
I don't want a giant snake around my neck while I'm jogging.
Pull that.
Snake!
Why not? That would be further embracing the nickname.
Well, I don't embrace it.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Well, you better, because it ain't going anywhere.
Snake?
Snake.
Snake.
Support him.
Snake.
All right, I embrace
this is
it.
This is a good deal. Anything the Fort Worth Zoo's on board with, we're on board with.
You know what? No doubt.
All right, it is 6:38 here on The Ticket. Hits.
Yeah.
Brought to you by Subway and Dish Direct. Once again, here's Cobra.
I'm very excited to be a part of this segment because one of my co-workers has made it to a primetime television show. His name is Danny Bayless.
Hello, I'm Danny.
You're the only one clapping.
Not anymore, Danny. Not anymore.
Will they find him dead in CSI or something?
No. The very popular WB show, One Tree Hill, featured Danny's band, and make no mistake about it, this is Danny's band, sorta, on Tuesday night.
I heard about this.
Really?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes, they did.
How'd you hear about this? Did your daughter watch that?
No, I was alerted to it.
Back channels.
That's all right.
You got lots of back channels.
Do not underestimate the power of my back channels.
I don't underestimate the power of your backside either.
That too.
No one does.
So, Danny, how come he didn't tell us about this?
I'd kind of forgotten about it.
You know what? He honestly did forget about it because I asked him about it the next day, and he was like, man, I forgot to TiVo it. So,
well,
luckily...
What was it? You were on TV?
No. They used two of our songs as... you know how they will use music in those kids' TV shows? Like the OC, and they'll have bands... I guess like return music or...
They've actually broke... This show...
They use music in just about every show now.
This One Tree Hill, but especially these, like Danny was saying, the OC and these teen shows, they've broke a couple artists. I mean, one guy that they picked...
Gavin DeGraw guy?
Yeah, they picked him out of a haystack to have the theme music to this One Tree Hill, and now he's like a... He's a big-time guy.
Yeah.
Well, Idol's done that, too, and you don't give them any credit for it.
Well, I think it's different.
These are
people
bands
doing original music.
Yeah. not covering
so
crap.
How'd they find you guys, Danny? What was the deal?
Actually, we had another couple of songs on in MTV's The Real World and Road Rules last year. And we have a guy in L.A. that's an attorney, and he makes a little bit of money off of these, and he just works the deal.
Listen to this.
He's pretty connected out there, and with all these TV shows and the Farrelly brothers, and he's actually working on shopping some of our stuff to one of their upcoming movies.
The bands, when they were on Real World, it says sort of made $3,000 from royalties. And you're still working?
Oh, my God.
Dude, I would have quit right then.
I thought about retirement, but I love it so much that I...
Taking your $750 bucks and out.
I would have gotten bored.
Hong Kong Paul's here.
Uh-oh.
Oh, no. You have any food left?
Not sure,
but he's looking.
He's foraging.
So they featured two songs. They featured Two Jenny, which is that real sweet song that the lead singer of Sorta wrote, Trey, to his wife.
That's a good song. That's on my iPod.
Is it really?
Yep.
It is a pretty song.
Crank that up. This is totally...
Yes. You can hear how this would fit in on some goofy love scene.
Yeah. Just from the first
tonight,
the first line.
All new one tree. Yeah.
I love the moon too, sweetie.
It stays away.
It's like you're in
so
me.
When I get home.
Divorced.
Yeah, it sucks.
Don't worry, I'll never leave you.
Your mom's hot, though. Can we have a party?
Will you just put your hand on it once?
Right, just one time. It's waiting.
All right, so this song, and then my favorite song that Sorta has ever done, Sweet Little Bay, which is the title track off of Little Bay, obviously.
Mm-hmm.
I love this song.
Be able to do any better than this, I'm afraid. We might as well hang it up,
you
right?
You think you peaked?
Pretty much. We've had it.
Yeah.
Better than the crap they play on radios now.
I know.
It's unbelievable.
I don't understand why that's
either.
Not a radio hit. I truly don't.
That's time may come.
It's timeless music, though. It's just guitars, bass, and drums. It's not like it's real niche-y or anything. You know.
So, luckily, a friend of mine sent the clip up of when you guys were actually on.
Oh, really?
Yes.
You got this?
I have this. So, this is off of One Tree Hill.
Yes.
The other night.
Starring Dawson.
Dawson, you have to come to the school rally tonight. We have to stop the nuclear power plant from dumping waste into your creek.
Yeah, Kimberly, but I don't really care. I mean, so what? I have four testicles now, but at least I'm no longer eating up with AIDS.
But Dawson, radiation doesn't kill AIDS.
You're right, Kimberly. Only AIDS kills AIDS.
Oh, Dawson.
Hey, all these extra testicles are making me horny. Why don't you take your shirt off?
Oh, Dawson, give me AIDS.
Oh. Right to the chorus, baby. Right to the hook.
Isn't that perfect, Mike? It works so well.
You guys just ruined a good segment with that.
Added so much depth to a really emotional scene,
right.
As it was.
Would you have been happy if that's what would have happened with
God,
your song?
I would have been just like
cheering,
number
yes,
one sign,
all over the room.
Running through the living room nude.
What a magical moment. If someone actually said that during your song.
Give me.
Oh, Dawson, give me AIDS.
Yes! Yes!
She loves him so much.
Boy, she does. She really cares for him. So good job, Danny. I'm proud of you guys. That's nice. And by the way, what's your lawyer's name? Manish?
Manish.
Manish?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, and it says he's the music supervisor for the Farrelly Brother films, in addition to Donnie Darko and the Big Lebowski. So that's very cool.
That's a good connection.
Hell yeah, it is. Making $3,000 every night like that?
That's what I'm saying, Holmes.
On TV every night.
Yeah.
Maybe you can get Norm or Thanksgiving Loves the White Man on one of those movies.
Right.
Or Daddy's Song.
Daddy.
Let's see, Mike. You'd be interested
to
know.
Is that
all you got? Well, no, it's not.
Oh.
Well, why is this all aimed at me? Grego's here, too.
Hello, yeah, Greg.
This interests you. The last one interested Danny, not either one of you. About one in five teenagers have tried prescription painkillers such as Vicodin and OxyContin to get, quote, high.
Well, I think that interests Grego more than
me. Oh, yeah, I forgot about Grego.
I don't get it.
Hey, Greg.
They are now calling this generation, the 15 to 19-year-olds, Generation R Little X. Generation Prescription.
Very clever.
That's clever.
Yeah.
Very clever.
That's great.
Often raiding their parents' medicine cabinets. They found that more teens had abused prescription painkillers in 04 than ecstasy, cocaine, crack, or LSD. Is that a good sign? That just means it's more accessible, I think. Because if you look in mommy's medicine cabinet and see she's got, you know, 10 or 12 pounds of Vicodin, why not do that? It's free. Compared to going out and buying.
I just don't get it. Or what that does to you.
Just experimentation. It just gives you a little buzz. And they're willing
I never got a buzz from that stuff. I swear I never did.
No.
Never.
Well, something happened.
It does give some people a buzz, obviously, or they wouldn't take it. If it had no effect, why would you do it? It'd be like taking an aspirin.
I've taken Vicodin before, and the couple times I've taken it, I mean, I mix it with a bottle of Jägermeister, so that's probably not what I should do, but it gives me a buzz.
That's usually pretty good.
Yeah.
Wait till they have to come down off of it and see if it's worth it then.
According to the study, the most popular prescription drug abused by teens was Vicodin, with 4.3 million use or 20% reporting they'd used it to get high. OxyContin and drugs for attention deficit disorder such as Ritalin followed that with 1 in 10 teens reporting they had tried it. What does Ritalin do, or Adderall?
Speed.
Why does it...
It's like an amphetamine.
Okay.
To the person with ADD, it
works
just gets
the opposite.
You back to normal. It gets you to focus.
Right. I had hyperactivity when I was a kid, and the doctor used to tell my parents to give me coffee.
Why?
Because that explains your coffee addiction.
It makes you more focused. It makes you centered and focused. It has an opposite effect.
Yeah, I had that problem too when I was a kid. My mother gave me a backhand.
Right. Right. That
pretty much settled me down.
My drug was the belt. And why is it when Dad came in with a belt, he always had to hitch his pants up before he took the belt off?
I know.
Like, just to accentuate the
and then would the always
forthcoming
take
pain.
It
rub it
no,
in, the fact that you guys
it.
Grew up with dads.
Oh, yeah.
Like, sling it out and then have to pop it.
But then, Danny, I'd always go to my father-son picnic,
right,
which was so special. And then, like, father-son Indian guides. And then he taught me how to throw a baseball and then a football and shoot a jump shot. And then he taught me about love.
Gross.
Well, the birds and the bees.
And he's not in jail.
So look out, teens.
For pills.
Yeah, they're everywhere.
Justin was all doped up on Vicodin yesterday.
Who?
Justin.
Well, he just had surgery.
Yeah, did he?
Well, yes, he did. He had his colon ripped out.
That's right.
With pliers, he's in pain.
Justin, you were doing the show on Vicodin?
I was.
Are you today?
Yeah.
yeah. But, I mean, the guy's
don't take
in pain.
Too many of them.
Boy, now we're two for six here.
That's right.
On what?
Guys doing the show on Vicodin.
Comments?
Well, Kidney Stone time can't be too terribly far away for me.
That's true. Oh, and April 20th was yesterday, so we missed out on Pot Day. And by the way...
By the way...
You guys familiar with 420 and that mess? April 20th?
I heard something about it. No, I heard somebody referencing that the other day, and I don't know what they're talking about.
Well, for some reason, pot smokers believe that...
The best time to get high is 420 every day.
Yeah, and so then they make the date, April 20th, like the official stoner day. I bet I had 50 email like, dude, what are you doing for 420? I'm like, well, nothing.
Can you go to a card store and buy somebody a card, wish them happy 420?
I bet you can at some head shops, Greg.
I guarantee you can. You ought to give that to your dad one day and see what he says.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Happy 420, Dad.
He wouldn't have any idea what it was, just like I don't. I'm basically turning into my dad.
Boy, you are.
Did your daughter get you a 420 card, Mike?
No, she didn't, Danny.
Fair question.
No, it's not. It's an absurd question.
Is she part of Generation R Little X?
She better not be.
It's time you sat down with her.
Right, Mike.
Believe me, I have.
Tell her to stop raiding your medicine cabinet.
On numerous occasions.
Only old people have medicine cabinets.
I've got one.
Well.
I guess you rest your case, don't you? Greg.
For me, it's called a Ziploc bag.
Well, you don't keep medicine in your medicine cabinet, do you?
I don't have a medicine cabinet.
You don't?
No. I mean, I have like a...
Where do you keep it then?
In the freezer.
All right. In the breast pocket of a sports jacket hanging in your closet.
Right.
It's a good idea, Hammer. Oh, dear.
Well, all right, let's gear up for the two-minute drill right now, doing so by clearing the lines and reloading accordingly. From the people that...